saying the union initiated the merit-based performance, merit-based promotion?
That was, yeah. They wanted upward mobility. They felt as though, or in other departments, they see that there's little room for advancement either within the union, you know, go up, because when a vacancy occurs in one of the upper union positions, they wouldn't see people from within the department be able to move up into that. There would be someone from outside that has more seniority bump in, and there's ways to limit that from happening. You can have a test to show critical needs. There's all these buzzwords that my guys that quarterback this for me could give you the buzzwords that if you want to limit people from outside the department being able to bump in, you could do that because people would have to show certain skills that you might only get by being in the department. So that was one thing. The other thing was opportunity to move into the management ranks at the what they see as the higher paying jobs, but also more responsibility if someone's prepared to do that. Mm-hmm. And that was something that I was excited to hear.
Do you see that as something with sort of focused, limited applicability as far as the relationship with the union would go? Like if you were to advance to a larger office, do you expect that to be something that would be distributable across government, or do you think you're going to hit a wall with that?
No, I think it's more having a line of communication with the leadership within the unions. You got to start with that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go in out of the box and say, we're at war, forget it, there's nothing to talk about. You know, Harvard has this thing, you know, getting to yes, you know, negotiation process. Mm-hmm. So I'm a believer in trying to get to yes. Mm-hmm. But again, you have to be selfish in what you want to accomplish mm-hmm. and have a goal. It's not that you're doing it for no reason. We want to accomplish certain things. And I think that having employee reviews goes a long way, because if and when someone gets promoted, if someone else feels that they're getting the short end of that, you can point to a very specific process that has been ongoing, saying this person, you know, exceeded what their manager was looking for them to do. They've done other things that are superior, and they're ready for this promotion. If you don't do that, now it becomes a he said, she said. Why did that person get a promotion? Why didn't I? And the less of that you have, the better. And I think a lot of what's going on in state government, not just Rhode Island, but if you go to a municipal government, is not as measurable, and not as you can't point to specifics why certain things would have happened on the employee human resource side. But yes, I think it is transferable.